This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. Most preachers I know, and therefore most Christians I know, think that Romans 13 requires us to be in absolute submission to the civil government. This comes from being a Christian for 14 years and reading and listening to hundreds of preachers on civil government and politics. To say, though, that the civil government can do whatever they want is absurd, though, in light of how God commands certain duties to the family and certain duties to the church. By deduction, how then could it be possible that the civil government has no limits? There's another way I can show that absolute submission to the civil government is absurd, by way of example. Have you ever heard of Harriet Tubman? Biography.com says this about her, quote, "Harriet Tubman was an American bondwoman who escaped from slavery in the South to become a leading abolitionist before the American Civil War," end quote. The Harriet Tubman Historical Society says this about her, quote, "Harriet Tubman was the most famous conductor of the Underground Railroad. In a decade, she guided over 300 slaves to freedom. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison thought she deserved the nickname Moses," end quote. For those modern preachers who say the civil government must always be obeyed, during the time in the U.S. the civil government enforced such an institution as slavery, what would the modern preacher have done back then if he came along a fugitive slave? Would he call that person, possibly Harriet Tubman, a sinner for disobeying the supposed law? For those modern preachers who say the civil government must always be obeyed, how would they reconcile that during the Civil War there were multiple civil governments asserting different laws? How could they all be simultaneously obeyed? And by what standards should we judge each to determine which is correct? The modern preacher is in error when he says the civil government is absolute. They're not. And I have no trouble disobeying them when they are in conflict with Scripture, as is the case with them operating a school system. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.